Some of the older saints who are listening today might remember the Reverend Glyn Thomas, the blind Welsh preacher from Wales. He was born in Swansea in the 20th century and had a very, very unique ministry. Now, I'm not a charismatic. I don't support or adhere to the charismatic movement. I'm not a faith healer. But at the same time, I do believe in a God who can and does heal whenever it's according to his divine will. Whenever Glyn Thomas was born, he was born with severe epilepsy and also with severe curvature of the spine. In fact, he actually had a hump on his back. But as a relatively young man, he went to meetings that were being held in his locality by George Jeffreys, one of the founders of the Elam movement. Now, Jeffreys wasn't a charismatic, but he was an Elam pastor and had a very wonderful gospel ministry. And Glyn Thomas went along to those meetings and he testified to the Lord's touch upon his life at that time and the Lord straightening out the curvature of his spine and also the Lord healing him of his epilepsy. But in 1936, a little bit on from that, he was involved in an accident and that accident resulted in him losing his eyesight completely. He became absolutely blind. But the Lord never healed him from his blindness. He prayed about that, but the Lord challenged him and showed him that he could use his disability, if you can call it that, for God's glory. And so Glyn Thomas entered into full-time Christian work and service, had a remarkable ministry in the wake of the Second World War in the 1940s, along with Leonard Ravenhill. They preached all over the British Isles, all over Wales and all over England in open-air meetings. He was a holiness preacher and greatly used of God. And this church building was erected, I think, in 1963 during the ministry of Glyn Thomas. And I just find it remarkable that a man who cannot see, who's got no sight, can have such an authoritative and effective ministry. Can't read commentaries, can't use notes in the pulpit. Even his Bible was a Braille Bible, 6 or 7 volumes, and he must have had a tremendous intellect and a tremendous memory just to be able to memorize the scripture, construct sermons in his mind and deliver them. He would have gone visiting around this locality with his guide dog Vicky, and during his ministry many people were converted and many were saved. Whenever the church building was erected, I think it's a lovely church building, Dr. Paisley preached in it in 1963, Duncan Campbell preached in it in 1964 whenever he was doing meetings on Railway Street. And Glyn Thomas had a wonderful ministry even for those 6 years. He went to be with the Lord in 1983, and I'm told that even at his funeral service there were souls that sought the Lord. And I think about his limitations physically and yet his stature spiritually. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul, who saw great things, visions of God, caught up into the third heaven. And he says, lest I should be exalted above measure, there was, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might leave me or depart from me. Now, we're not exactly sure what that thorn in the flesh was. We might surmise, I am persuaded it was maybe something to do with Paul's eyesight. Because very often he asked others and got others to write or to pen his letters as he dictated them. It could have been that Paul's eyesight wasn't great. But at any rate, his bodily presence was weak. And Paul bore in his body the marks of his suffering for the Lord Jesus. And he sought the Lord and prayed about that thorn in the flesh, that physical impairment, on 3 separate occasions. But the Lord didn't take it from him. Instead, the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And as a result of that, Paul said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So many that have been used of God down through history have struggled with physical impairments, maybe even emotionally cast down at times. The great servants of God have often had to wrestle and struggle with illness, with sickness, with so many different adversities and infirmities. But God can use it for his glory, as he did in the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul, as he did in the life and ministry of Glyn Thomas. Maybe today you're struggling with some type of disability or some type of impairment. Bring it to the Lord and he can use it even for his glory. May God bless you and thank you for joining us today.